Commentator Carol Wasserman has been having nightmares recently, not about being chased or finding herself back at high school naked, but about what she might think.
One expects to be awakened from a restless sleep by the ordinary stuff of nightmares. Drowning, falling, watching in frozen helplessness as a pickup truck bears down on a baby who has run out in the street. Or Nazis. But lately, my limbic system has been jazzed by pre-dawn movies about the civilized procedures carried out in capital cases. My REM cycles have been destroyed by a recurring dream in which I am the wife of someone who has been given the death sentence for commission of a serious thought crime. In these dreams, I have a good gray husband who has spoken out about some dangerous superation of the social order, about cuts in Medicaid, class size in the public schools, environmental racism, forced sterilization, military buildups, tobacco exports to third world countries, censorship on the internet. He thinks about injustice the way some people contemplate the grams of sodium in their chicken noodle soup. There are an awful lot of ways to buy the farm. And this is because there are an awful lot of people taking notes and making phone calls to unlisted numbers in unlisted area codes. So many anonymous strangers with too much time on their hands and an inexplicable fear of dissent. I am, in this recursive loop of nightmare, powerless to stop any of it. So I find myself on a death watch in the company of his dearest friend, who is his lawyer, and, in the lunatic narrative logic of these dreams, is played by Tom Poston in one of his rare, serious, dramatic roles. We spend the hours before dawn preparing for the gurney and the needle. Eventually, it is time. Afterwards, I put on an expensive suit of morning clothes in which to face the crowds outside, something well-cut, charcoal, mid-calf. My purpose, powerful and simple, is to signal, by the quality of my ready-to-wear, that there has not been, nor will there be, surrender.
Carol Wasserman is the author of Swimming at Supper Time. She comes to us from member station WCAI in Woods Hole, Massachusetts.